This is Eric Robinson, your man with the mic. Maybe you can't remember, but being a teenager means changing. There are new thirsts and new challenges. Suddenly, everything's bigger. You, your friends, your feelings, your world, and what it expects of you. Things that have been building up blow up. For some, there will be scars. Today, I'm in Des Moines, Iowa, talking to Earl Downing. And he's a man who is constantly moving among teenagers and trying to help them. Earl, what is it about teenagers that makes them get into trouble?
Well, there's various things that they get into trouble. Basically, I guess because they're growing up and trying to find themselves. The youngsters that come to my attention, most of them are having trouble at home or in school or in the community.
What sort of trouble?
Oh, it might be anywhere from fighting with their parents to stealing to drinking, acting out sexually, other kinds of problems that they get into.
Well, now, why do teenagers do this sort of thing that you've just mentioned?
There's no one reason why they do these things. But I think the basic cause, I see it, is conflict within the home, where the home does not have a set of values that are solid, and the youngsters have not found themselves. They will try to find themselves by these various ways.
Well, Earl, some homes will have a very good set of values, and yet there will still be conflict, perhaps because of the values. The father and the mother will be very rigid and authoritarian, and then the teenager will react pretty strongly against that.
This is what happens very often with our youngsters as we see them, that either they do not have the satisfaction or the sense of being loved. Sometimes the people trying to set up a set of values will make them feel very inadequate in terms of keeping them. And then they will identify with a wrong group or a group of lesser values where they feel comfortable educationally and behavior-wise, and there they get into difficulty.
Would you like to illustrate this with one or two examples of the teenagers you've met and dealt with?
Certainly. I think the first one that came to my attention was a young lady in Iowa. And by the way, these youngsters can come from any town, large or small, or from the farm, for that matter. She got into trouble with school, law. She ran away from the home. She acted out sexually.
Did she get pregnant?
No, fortunately she did not. The family wanted to have her sent away to one of our public institutions where she couldn't run away. I found out that Susan was trying in school. She was not any worse than any of the other youngsters.
Did she tell you that?
Well, she didn't tell me that in so many words. Her behavior told me that. The school told me that. Her grades were telling me that.
Mm-hmm.
And as we looked into it, we found that this girl had lost her family. She was placed with another family, which is a good law-abiding family, but they didn't understand teenagers. And as I came upon the picture, we were going to make arrangements for her to be placed somewhere else. This is Epworth School for Girls, sponsored by the Women's Society of the Methodist Church.
Did she go there?
She went there.
How did you get on?
She's getting on famously. We got a note from her the other day, and this is what she wrote me. I never intend to give up here. I've noticed a lot of good changes in myself, but yet they aren't good enough. I just want to reach out to be a real good person. Don't misunderstand me. I'm not bragging. I'm just glad I've changed. Make everyone proud of me. So far, things are going great. It's really nice to have someone trust in you. I have Epworth trust wherever I go, on dates uptown. The director is very nice to me, and she's helped me a lot. I appreciate her a lot, too.
Well, that's a feather in your cap, Earl.
It's a feather in her cap. This is the first time in this girl's life where somebody understood her and had the professional training to help her, that she could be the kind of a person she wants to
be. Well, you've thoroughly answered the question we started with, haven't you? I mean, I asked you what causes the kids to get into trouble, and you said that it's really that they lack attention and love and understanding, and here's a girl who lacked it, and she acted up, and now she's all right because she's got it.
Well, she's not going to be any saint, but at least she's over this particular hump in her life, to be sure.
The Reverend Earl W. Downing, here in Des Moines, Iowa. This is Eric Robinson, your man with the mic.
Man with the Mic is produced by the Methodist Church in association with the National Council of Churches. Presented in the public interest by this station.